$50.
Instead of answering.
I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. It's the sixth special session. Today is February 27th, 2017. The time is 10:07 a.m. First item is a prayer, Congresswoman Buffalo Head. Would you read her morning prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we ask that you look down upon the Osage people wherever they may be. We ask that you give special guidance to our children, Lord. They're special to us and we love them and we just want good things for them. We ask that you look down upon the mourners, those men and women in uniform wherever they may be, our elders, that you provide them with long health, Lord, good health. We ask that you look down upon this body and the judicial branch and the executive branch as we go about the work for the Osage people. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next is roll call.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head, present. Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supermont.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Absent.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is the executive message by Principal Chief Jeffrey Standinger. Good morning, Chief.
Morning, Madam Speaker, members of the Congress. We have three things for your consideration today, three items. And I can tell you, as soon as we found we needed the special session for the matching grant for the broadband project, several proposals were brought to my office. So that list grew to 8 for the special session. Then after conferring with the speaker, we trimmed that back down. And so we believe these three are ready for consideration by the Osage Congress. And those, number one, is the Division of Land, Commerce, and Agriculture supplemental appropriation of Burr Creek Farms, possible modification of other division budgets to fund Burr Creek Farms. As the supporting documents show, and as Assistant Chief Redcorn and Jody Rebard is our Deputy Chief Director of Operations, she knows the budget details. If we get that far, Jody can show you how that request for the position in Burr Creek Farms is funded, should you take that up. And I say it that way because even though there was a sponsor for that part of it, Mr. Supanaw, we thank him for that, your counsel, your attorney, has pointed out some internal procedural matters, which has its own twists and turns, and I would refer to his memorandums or emails on that subject. So it looks like we may have some committee action or maybe not. So the whole question of this position at Bird Creek Farms as a coordinator, which the documents show is a $50,000 a year position. We have the market study in there that shows that is well within the proposed range of the market. It's toward the bottom. Whether or not that's even going to get to you for consideration is an internal procedure matter of the Congress. I just have to disclose that. This all came up Saturday from your attorney with our staff. So there's that. The second part of proclamation number one is a $41,000 appropriation of money that's been received from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. This money was identified by Assistant Chief Redcorn, who, working with the area office, called Regional Office of BIA now, and Robin Phillips, found $41,000 remaining in the Osage agency budget through an internal process that has to happen in the executive branch and over at BIA. That money became an interagency transfer and moved into the Osage Nation's self-governance budget. That $41,000 then is proposed for, in the grant, and awarded for a greenhouse at Burke Creek Farms. But then again, we come back to the same problem. We have all these great reports on the potential of Burke Creek Farms and how we can produce enough food to fund our own programs, but we don't have the labor and the expertise out there. We do have a really good gardener, one gentleman, but we need more help. And again, if you ever get that far, that discussion will occur. Now I have some of these documents. So that would be number one, which the last thing I mentioned was that $41,000 grant. Number two, matching grant appropriation for utility authority. That is very similar to what you approved last year, and Paul B. Moore and Mark Kirk, Paul B. Moore from the Osage Utility and Mark Kirk are IT, and their team will explain that to you. And this is the actual matter that needed the special session. This is what caused us to move forward in this manner. So there's some documentation in there on that. Number three, resolutions approving capital budgets for expenditure from Capital Assets and Improvement Fund. You may recall that ONCA 16-58 talks about budgets being necessary even if the Congress has already appropriated the funds for the project. And it's a little bit confusing. However, Bruce Cass worked with us and said, well, we got to get moving on two things right now that occurred after this law was put in place. One is the Claremore statute, and you'll see the budget in here for that. And the other is the Gray Horse Community Center. So you see the budget for that. And those are the only two on there that our interpretation of that law says we need your approval on the budget. So that will conclude the three items that we have. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Legislative message. Morning, members of Congress, Chief, Assistant Chief, and all those in attendance this morning. Thank you for being here. I would just like to say good morning to my colleagues. I'm always glad when we are together. We'll just briefly kind of echo Chief's comments here briefly so we can get started. But yes, we have the position, the Burke Creek Farms initiative, and then we can address the position in the committee. I believe it could be amended in or not. So there's more discussion to be had on that. And beyond that, we have taken on the Food Sovereignty Initiative, so I'm eager to hear about the continuance of that program. The Utility Authority Board I have agreed to sponsor that with Mr. Beemore contacting me, a grant, and they're in attendance this morning, the Utility Authority Board, and Mr. Lightfoot and Jill Jones, so I thank them all for being here and look forward to that discussion as well. And then, of course, the resolutions, as Chief mentioned, to follow up on the appropriations that we've already approved. So I just want to say that it should be, it's intended to be, at this point, our agenda would be a one-day session, but we can always stay here longer. So it's just depends on how we these are discussed and addressed in the committee. So, but it will be a full day either way. So I look forward to working with everyone and hearing from everyone. And so I hope everyone has a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
over there. I thought she was sitting there.
Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Excuse me.
The first bill. Pardon me for that. I'm reading in ONCA 1722, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to the matching grant fund to meet the 15% match requirement of the Community Connect grant from the Economic Development Fund in the Treasury and to establish an alternate effective date.
Next, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. We need ONCA 17-23, an act to amend ONCA 16-90 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Land, Commerce, and Agriculture Division in the amount of $41,000 for the survey, site work, and construction of a greenhouse at Burr Creek Farms and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Chalk.
Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. I'm reading an ONCR 1710, a resolution to authorize the expenditure of $1,825,000 out of the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for construction of the Great Horse Community Building and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Baker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, those attending today. Reading in record ONCR 1711, a resolution to authorize the expenditure of $100,000 out of the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the design and sculpture of Chief Claremore and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 1722 is referred to Government Operations. ONCA 1723 is referred to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCR 1710 is referred to Commerce, Gaming, and Land, as well as ONCR 1711 to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Next is motions and notices. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
I would like to make a motion to allow for one of our constituents to take the podium during motions and notices for just a brief couple of minutes. While Congressman Hamilton has decided not to file a piece of legislation that he put Congress on notice for on Friday to try to get it added to this call, it's going to be introduced in the spring. We do have a constituent that has driven all the way down from Canada, a 24-hour drive with his wife and young child. He's been here for the entire week on his own dime, and I just think that it's appropriate for him to take the podium briefly and just kind of explain why he was here, and I know he looks forward to working with us and speaking to us in the spring session.
Second.
There's a motion and second. Discussion? See none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Mark me as a no.
We have one, Congresswoman Whitehorn. No. Okay. I'm not sure of the gentleman's name.
Right.
My name is Rod Atchinum, and I'm very honored and privileged to be here in front of you today. And for you guys, allow me a few minutes just to talk about the legislation that we're proposing. I have a family member that's in California in the foster system, and we're very, very near on losing her. I myself am a former chief of my community. I did a term in there, and I just took some time off to We had a young son recently, and just to dedicate my time to him. It's very emotional for me because I'm touched by this personally. California is one of the states that we have a lot of children, Native children, being lost into the system. And we as Osage members, California is one of the, or the largest number of Osage children that are in the foster system right now is in California. So if we go forward with this legislation, it's going to affect a lot of Osage members. And all the legislation more or less says and does is allows the children in that system to get the help from Osage to be brought back into our families through traditional custom adoption, which the California law is there. It's just that we need to access it from Osage members. I really appreciate your guys' time, and I look forward to coming back in the spring and to speak on this more. Myself as a former chief, my obligation was always to the people that couldn't help themselves. Like myself, I'm a young man and I can fight for myself. But our elders and our children, especially those that are in the foster system as well as orphans, are the ones that me as a leader, I have to stand up and fight for. So I'm very passionate about this, and I really appreciate your guys' time. And I look forward to being a part of my Osage community, my Osage culture in the future. Hi, and ask them.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other questions or notices? Congressman Supernall.
I just wondered if you might want to consider assigning ONCR 1711 to Governor Dobbs. I've got three bills in Commerce. It's going to, one of them may take some time.
I thought the same thing.
I can do that.
Do you want to?
I got to discuss with, okay. Without objection. 1711?
Yeah, our ONCR 1711.
Without objection, referring ONCR 1711 to the Government Operations Committee. Thank you. Anyone else? Congresswoman Buffalo Hill.
Government Ops meets immediately following session.
Okay. Commerce meets 1 to 2:30 today. Chair Congressman Shaw.
Just wanted to notice an Appropriations Committee meeting on March 9th, 10 a.m. in the chambers.
Okay. Thank you. Chair would entertain a motion. If there are no more motions or notices, Chair would entertain a motion to the call of the chair.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any
yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. We are recessed to the call of chair.
Always.
No, it's not. So.